I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
All right, applications now open for Burt's Big Adventure. Of course, Burt's Big Adventure is the trip we take down to Disney World every year with kids that have chronic and terminal illnesses, but it's way more than that. And if you're a longtime Burt Show listener, you know that. This is really a family that's grown over the course of the last 20 years, and we've purposely kept this thing small. We have lost sponsorship money from people that are like, I need bigger organizations to donate to. We don't do it that way. We take 12 or 13 kids every year. So it's a little bit like getting that Willy Wonka golden ticket.
It is.
But the applications are open right now. So if you have a child or you know of somebody that you think might qualify, there has to be a financial need, has to be their first time down to Disney World, and they have to be between the ages of 5 and 12 years old. All right, so you can start there. The applications are open now on birdspeakadventure.org. All right, Abby, so you're doing this whole boy sobriety thing just a little bit differently?
Just a little bit differently. So this is a take on something that we did earlier this year where I was going boy sober for a month, all in the name of trying to win $1,000, which I did. And then I kind of got out of that and I went on a couple of dates and it started to not sit right with my soul. Like J. Cole didn't sit right with my soul. And I was doing some reflection and thinking about my dating life because I've just been chronically single. I just turned 27 this time last week. And I haven't been in a long-term relationship. And I have been thinking about where I want to be in my romantic life for the next, you know, couple of years. And of course, it is eventually to be in a serious relationship. But I think as somebody who's so proactive and is always trying to make things happen, I've become the person that the internet tells you to be, is that you've got to make the first move and you've got to, you know, drop the handkerchief, as some dating experts say, where you have to like do something to make a guy pay attention to you so then he approaches you. And I feel like I've done all of these things in an attempt to try and get men to pay attention to me.
I just had the visual of you walking around a bar dropping napkins like a
like a Kleenex. I'm just like
comes just, in with a couple of box fulls.
Yeah, just walking up to men, just dropping it right in front of him. What a great endorsement deal. Kleenex, hit me up. This would be great. I just walk around the bar just dropping like tissues everywhere. And I just have gotten to this point where I'm kind of looking at myself in the mirror and I'm like, I'm so over trying to convince guys to pay attention to me and to like me and to want me in the same way that I want a serious relationship. And I've decided to do boy sobriety a little different in a way that feels more authentic to me. So I'm big on not restricting things. I think boy sobriety was good for what it was when it happened, when I was just giving up boys completely. But I don't want to just completely shut that part of my life off 100%. I don't want to feel like it's not an option, period. But at the same time, like hot girl summer coming around, like I don't need to be spending all my days going out on dates with these guys I'm not even into. So I've decided to coin a new dating term. I am calling the dream girl detox. And how this came about was a very late night scrolling on TikTok when an old interview of Matthew McConaughey came up. And he was talking about how he met his wife. And he said that he was in a phase of his life where he was going out to like clubs and partying. And he, you know, was really at like the peak, just single guy era. And then all of a sudden he was at a table and saw his now wife walk across the club. And he was instantly like, what is that? Who is that?
She is stunning.
I mean, she is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of thinking about like, oh my gosh, like he saw what he wanted. He went after it. And look at them. They're like so well matched for each other. Like it just clicked for them in that moment. And of course I talk about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce all the time. Travis Kelce saw what he wanted and went after it. And I'm
he
like,
even made a bracelet for
him. He made a little bracelet after. Like he did the wooing. And I'm like, God, I'm so sick of feeling like I have to take on that role in order to get my end game, which is a serious relationship. So my dream girl detox is basically not giving up men completely, but only allowing who comes up to me to ask me out and only saying yes if it feels right to me. I think I also went through a phase last year where I was doing the give people a chance type thing, and I'm just so sick of going out with guys I'm not attracted to. So I'm going to only say yes to guys that I'm actually interested in so I can feel like I'm not wasting my time just spinning my wheels with these dudes.
Here's why I like this little pivot of yours right here.
Okay.
And I don't mean this to sound like an insult.
It's going to, but go ahead.
No, because I just learned this very lesson myself, and I'm much older than you are. I've repeatedly say this to you, that you are a catch. You are a catch. I just don't believe that you are a catch. I don't think that you know your own value when everybody around you sees it. So it's got to be exhausting for you trying to go down this road and please a guy and get this guy's attention and that guy's attention. There is a dude out there that is going to love and be attracted to Abby for what Abby is. And if they aren't, they are losing out on this goodness. And I don't know that you have fully absorbed that for yourself.
Well, I think it's hard for people like me who have constantly been chasing like success or ambition in their life, where I see who I want to be and I've been trying to get to that person and I don't really feel like I'm there yet. And I think I'm kind of blaming my lack of success in relationships on the fact that I'm not that person.
I love this for you. And I want to double down on what Bert said, because I remember a few years ago you gave me similar advice on when you are a catch, and not only that, but when you're looking for something to really move you and light your life up, it's just going to be harder. It's going to take mm-hmm. more time. You're going to have to be more patient. And it's going to feel at times like you're just spinning your wheels, wasting your time. But the majority of people who speak about going through an era of just giving people a chance, they always regret it. So it's like, just be patient in that era. You'll find the guy. It's only one guy that has to do it for you, and you'll find him.
Your top shelf tequila. And not everybody can afford top shelf tequila.
This
they
is
can
very
afford
true.
Well drinks. So don't treat yourself like a well drink.
Okay, I'm a Grey Goose. I'm going to sit
yes,
here squawk, squawk. Wait, are you still think I'm a catch?
Aim higher.
The Bert Show.